I found a love for me. Well, darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl.
大家好，我是 Jenny， 很高兴又一次来到开言英语的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, I'm Adam. Happy New Year.
对，因为新的一年嘛，所以今天呢，我们就要跟大家说一下，今年其实这些词很多是去年才出来，今年也继续红下去的一些New words in the English language.
Yeah, so a lot of these did show up last year, but a lot of them are just kind of catching on now.
对，所以呢，如果你新年要更新自己的状态，要更新自己的英语，今天的节目千万不能错过。那今天要讲的这些英语新词热词，我觉得很有意思的就是它跟我们中文最近一些新说法也很吻合，比如说人设崩塌啦、玻璃心啊这些。好，那今天的节目呢，我们都会告诉你很有意思的这些概念英语怎么说，而且和中文哎，这还真不太对应啊。 好，那我想你也知道，除了听我们的节目呢，更好的一个学习体验，你可以到我们的微信公众号，因为每一集的节目我们都会配文字的推送来帮你更好的学习，所以大家到微信来搜索开言英语就能找到我们啦。 Okay, so Adam, on our list today, a lot of these words are from the Oxford Dictionary Word of the Year 2017.
Ooh, yes, sounds very fancy.
其实每一个大词典，比如牛津啦，然后还有像韦氏大词典，他们都会总结年度的那种新词热词啊。那之所以我们今天选 Oxford 的这些新词呢，就是因为我觉得他们真的第一，以前不存在，是大家造出来的一些词，而且呢，现在在美国真的特别，你看年轻人当中使用的频率也非常广。
Yeah, and interestingly enough, that actually takes us to our first word.
And that is?
Youthquake.
Youthquake.、
Mm.
Youth 就是 young people.
Yeah, like us.
是、like you.
Like,
okay,
well, yeah,
not
maybe.
Me. 然后 quake 就是那个 earthquake.
Earthquake, yeah.
所以这两个词放在一起，大家大概 you can kind of figure out what it means, right?
Right.
但是 Adam 还是跟我们解释一下啦。
Well, I guess we could say it's a significant change, social, political change.
And it's, you know, coming from young people.
Well, yeah, old people are too lazy.
是吗？对，我觉得 youthquake 真的就是你看这两年。美国这个年轻人，可能中国也是啊，年轻人对社会上各种各样的层面影响都特别大。以前好像大家都会觉得啊、what do you guys know? You're so young, you're so green, 对吧？
嗯。
但现在有了 social media 以后，就是年轻人都是 they're the most avid users, 他们是social media 用的最多的人，然后他们的 ideas, 他们的想法，他们的 lifestyle, you know, their sense of fashion, 所以你就也觉得好像这个影响力特别特别的大。
That's right, that's right. But actually, Jenny, there's more.
啊、你什么意思？
Well, we've got gender quake as well.
Oh, that's right. 这也是一个新词啊。It's kind of the same idea. 今天很多词都是这些 portmanteau, 就是把两个词放在一起、组成一个新的词，是吧？那 gender quake 呢？ Gender 就是性别。Are you a man or a woman?
Are you asking me?
但是现在这个 it's worth asking.
True, true.
对吧？
Because these days, there's a lot of gender fluidity.
就是性别的流动性是吧
Which is all over the place.
特别是在北美就是比较 liberal, 比较那个左派自由派他们都说现在很多人会说啊，不要把人都以传统性别的定义那样 pigeonhole, 对吧、所以像一些bathrooms, 就是外面的公共厕所它上面会写 all gender welcome,、所有性别都能去甚至着装就是好像有一个挺大的美国童装的品牌他们去年就出了you know, for boys clothes, they started to offer like dresses and skirts,、就是男孩的衣服他也会出裙子因为他说有些男孩就想穿裙子这样。Anyway, this is like a gender quake, 就是打破了所有以前我们对于性别的那些固有的认知就像一场性别地震一样、是吧性别震荡。好这有点毁三观的词说完以后接下来我们再来看一组很有意思的 New English Words
Okay, next up is Broflake
bro flake.、
Mm. Anything with bro is going to be funny.
Yeah, 因为 bro 的意思就是
brother.
但它其实就是讲的 man in general.
Right, but a specific kind of man.
What、
right?
kind of a man?
Kind of a, I think the word Spencer said the other day was meathead.
Meathead, 的 肉脑子。
Yeah.
就是、不是很细腻的那种男的 like、mm. Man's man, kind of, 就是很粗线条的那种
It's kind of a young, I, when I think about a bro, I think about like a, like, I don't know, university student, university age guy.
对就是情感也不是很细腻然后 they're just into like man, like guy things, they're very bro,、是吧那 bro flake 是什么东西呢
Well, this comes originally from snowflake.
Snowflake, 雪花
Right, but in this case, it's kind of more like a glass heart.
啊、玻璃心对对对一个 snowflake、
yeah.
就是那种、很容易受伤害的
Right, but this word actually, I mean, speaking of earthquakes,、snowflake just gets used all the time. It's just the word that everybody calls everybody else.
When
they want to attack somebody.
对就是、对 broflake 这个词呢它来自于另外一个前两年涌现的新词叫 snowflake 其实我觉得跟中文最对应的就玻璃心就别人一说他吧他就啊、哦、你怎么可以这样然后是吧、
mm.
就是说 you offend my beliefs 然后、right. you don't approve of who I am my identity 就是那 broflake 是一个男的但是很玻璃心的吗
Right because again if you think about like who is going to be a bro it's、probably not going to be a very liberal like you said or left-leaning、person it'sprobably going to be a pretty conservative.
So a bro flake is that it's more traditional, conservative. And then, because now many people will say, oh, you want to be more open-minded, like gender quick, that kind of boy can wear jeans, and then he will be very upset.
Right.
He will be very angry. He will say, how can you say that? It's a girl, and then such a person has a new English word to describe it, bro flake, right?
Mm.
好那其实你前面讲到 bro, anything with bro is going to be funny, 对就让我想到了 programmer.
Oh, yeah.
就是程序员、like a programmer,、
right.
working IT. 但就像中文我们写程序员会最后写成那个猿猴的猿嘛 So you get the same kind of idea, right?、It's a programmer, 对就是那样一个程序员的形象啊。好那接下来要看到这个词呢 I think this is happening all over the world, all、mm. over the place.就是劫持新闻。
Oh, so like hijacking it, kind of.
But it's, 因为是新闻嘛, so it's...
Newsjacking.
Newsjacking,、没错。刚刚 Adam 说 hijacking 就是劫持的意思。那这里 newsjacking,、so this actually is, you know, there's always a story, right? Like
right.
a 热点事件,热点新闻。But brands now, or if you're doing, I don't know, like content,、mm-hmm. 就像我们这样开英语，你总归要 sort of jump on the bandwagon.
Right.
关于那件事情 you kind of try to inject your brand into like this hot news story.
Right.
就是热点事件营销吧，我觉得。都能找到一个点和自己的产品挂钩，是不是？
Well, I think there's one guy who does it better than anybody else, and he's the guy that calls your country China.
对 China. Trump, 对 he's an expert at newsjacking.、
Mm.
所以一个个人他可以去 newsjack, 或者一个品牌，这个做品牌内容营销的，他们也可以 newsjack, 对吧？
Right.
然后我觉得在美国因为 Twitter 真的是、就是要公众推广一些东西啊然后发布消息还是用了很多所以另外有个词 Whenever there's newsjacking You will see like a Twitter storm、Storm 就是风暴然后 Twitter 上面就全是跟这个有关的东西、内容啊好那接下来我们来看一组轻松的新词吧
Alright how about selfiegenic
Selfiegenic Selfie 就是自拍对吧、Let's take a selfie 然后现在真的就是一个 It's the age of selfies 自拍的年代、然后 selfiegenic This comes from another word Photogenic
Photogenic You look good in photos、
Photogenic 就是一个人很上照、对吧拍照片特别漂亮那 selfiegenic 的意思就是 You look good and attractive in selfies
Right, because just because you're photogenic Just because you're beautiful Doesn't mean that you take selfies well
但我觉得 Hey, isn't everyone selfiegenic? 特别女孩啦都是很会研究 You know, how do I become more selfiegenic
Right
对 对，所以基本上拍 selfie 都比就是真人要美一点哈。真人可能就是一个 normie。
Oh, normie.
That's our next new word.
Okay, so someone who's ordinary looking, kind of boring, plain.
对，就没有什么特别漂亮、特别帅的那个地方啊。Normie, N-O-R-M-I-E. 因为它这个应该是来自于 normal, 就是很,很普通的，就像你说很 ordinary looking. 然后比如讲一个人啊，这人这个男的长得怎么样？你可以说啊、he's just a normie. He's such a normie.没有什么值得兴奋的啊 OK 那接下来的这个词呢和时尚有关和 style 有关
Well it also comes from normie as well Because we used to have a word Didn't we do it last year? Normcore?
哦对对对就是形容那种着装风格
Right so all these words they keep building on each other、yeah. and changing So this year we have Gorpcore、
ah. 这个词对也重点推荐一下对就是最前面我们讲到 Youthquake 那个年轻人的影响力很大所以大家看现在的那个好像fashion style 时尚的风格都是 very street style 特别街头风格然后 maybe it's you know a lot of just jackets like什么 hiking boots 就是你觉得他穿的好像要去户外运动一样是吧很多年轻人喜欢这样穿然后他们的这种着装风格呢就叫 Gorpcore
So what does Gorp mean?
Gorp 是从四个字就是是 acronym、
oh, okay.
对这个 Gorp G-O-R-P 它是来自于Good old raisins and peanuts.
Oh, okay.
Raisins and peanuts 就是葡萄干和那个花生，对吧？Good old 就是好吃的啊，葡萄干和花生。
Reliable.
Reliable. 对，这个意思呢，就是就喜欢户外运动的人 ，hikers 喜欢登山的人。他们登山的时候都要带 raisins and peanuts.
Well, it's called trail mix.
Trail mix.、Right. 对，就带着这个能量补给小零食，然后这些就。这种人的着装风格呢现在也成为一个很就是挺有影响力的 fashion style 是吧、你看一些美国网红什么 Bella 呀然后像 Kendall Jenner 什么他们就出去穿的都不好好穿衣服人家穿个那个长长短短的夹克呀什么的然后一个靴子然后这种风格就叫 Gorpcore 然后 Adam 前面说的那个 Normcore just very quickly Normcore 是什么风格呢
Isn't it just, I mean, it's, these words change so quickly, it's hard to remember. It wasn't it just like, you just dressed boring?
Normcore 其实就是没有什么很怪异啊 You're not, you don't look like you're trying too hard.
But you are trying really hard, probably.
但它就是可能衬衫、牛仔裤这些的，对吧？就大家说，哦，不要花心思去打扮那些花枝招展、稀奇古怪的，还是返璞归真最好。我想到 normcore 我觉得 gap 的这种衣服吧
oh yeah
是吧就是很 normcore 或者 Muji、right. 无印良品的 they're all very normcore 好那今天分享了很多新词但我们 last but not least 还有个特别精彩的新词
okay well you guys probably know pecking duck
this, 北京烤鸭
this is not pecking duck this is milkshake duck
奶昔鸭子、milkshake 经典的美国饮料非常甜这个和鸭子哎，我觉得这个词就是你一看就会觉得特别无厘头。但是我觉得 Adam 可以先跟我们解释一下意思啦。
Yeah, I don't really get it myself. I only heard this maybe like 2 months ago for the first time.
So it's super new. It's a super new word, but it's all over the place on social media.
Well, because it always happens. This is what always happens. You know, some story will be on social media, and at first everybody thinks,
At first, it's like a feel-good story.
Yeah, well, it probably tastes good like a milkshake, or looks good like a milkshake. But then there's always like, you know,Some people are on Twitter, they're always investigating, and you find out, oh, this cute little boy is actually a huge racist or something.
对，所以我觉得很有意思，这个 milkshake duck, 奶昔鸭子，其实就是我们中文说的人设崩塌呀。其实最近美国不就有一个 There's a boy, he posted a video of himself 就是他一边哭一边说他在学校天天被霸凌
Well, his parents posted it
对
And it's the parents have all the racist stuff, right?
对然后一开始就是大家就特别就 support 他支持他、
right.
然后他一下子这个视频的转发也特别高 但是后来人家发现说哦，他父母是特别 racist 特别 种族歧视的人，然后他在学校里面也经常看不起黑人啊，然后墨西哥人啊华人啊什么的，所以像这个小男孩现在就变成一个 milkshake duck
right、
哎，我必须说准备今天这期节目我就觉得就是啊，语言真的很精彩，然后呢语言也真的是学无止境嘛，因为每一天的生活在变化，社会在变化，都会有新的词语新的说法涌现出来啊。那我们开言英语呢也一直会带给大家这些非常新非常实用的英语，也告诉你它背后的故事，跟你分享怎么用这些英语。好，感谢大家的收听。那如果你想在新的一年让自己的英语学习更上一层楼呢，现在也是加入我们开言会员课程的一个好时机。我觉得有一个这样长远的一年的英语学习plan 也是自己2018年很好的一个自我提升。好，那大家可以到我们的微信公众号来了解一下会员课程，我们每天有新课，而且学习一年只要629元。 Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye guys.
Beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. Cause we were just kids when we fell